Good evening, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on Wilbur Williams. This goes to Dr. Pieper on 10/31/23. Mr. Williams performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and at the severe degree of airways obstruction period, the air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was a significant improvement, leaving the patient with a moderate restrictive lung disorder, but no significant airways obstruction period. Compared to a prior study data, 2/16/23, there's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study period. In a paragraph impression, moderate restriction with reversible airways obstructions showing no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Rebecca Austin. This goes to the VA. On 10/31/23, Mrs. Austin performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity. Period, in a paragraph impression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on Rebecca Austin. This goes to Dr. Fuchs, F-U-C-H-S, at the VA. On 10/31/23, Ms. Austin performed pre and post bronch, I'm sorry, 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99%, period. The patient walked 553 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period, in a paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Belinda Stutz, S-T-U-T-T-S. This goes to Dr. Ward on 10/31/23. Mrs. Stutz performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. The paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Janice Cavanaugh, C-A-V-E-N-A-U-G-H. This goes to the Mazenborough Family Medicine Clinic on 10/31/23. Mrs. Cavanaugh performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was reversibility of the airways obstruction, still demonstrating a minimal restrictive lung disorder, period. New paragraph impression, minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction, period. Thank you.